So all the different cruise lines in the world are there in Miami.
Representatives from the Upper Lynn Canal will attend a major cruise ship trade show in Florida. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Nicholas Shodkovsky. That story and more up next. An international conference in Miami, Florida will draw participants from around Alaska, including Skagway and Haines, as well as Alaska's Governor Sean Parnell, according to a recent announcement. The Sea Trade Cruise Shipping Miami Trade Show and Conference, running from March 15th through 18th, is attended by every major international cruise line. The Skagway Convention and Visitors Bureau, Executive Director Buckwheat Donahue.
A Sea Trade is primarily a huge conference, very expensive, that caters to the cruise industry. And so all the different cruise lines in the world are there in Miami, and they are looking for possible new destinations or just reinforcement from destinations that are already serving, you know, us, Southeast Alaska. And it's that's basically what it does. It's just like a travel show. It's like a travel trade show. And except this one is for, it just pitches folks that are heavy into cruise travel.
Donahue himself isn't going to the conference, but he says that a number of other tour operators from Skagway will attend.
Oh, yeah, there's quite a few people from Skagway. White Pass folks are heading down that way, and they go every year. And one of our summer people, Steve Heitz, he's going down there. And so, and then there's industry reps from Alaska Travel Industry Association, and other communities are going down. Ketchikan is sending somebody down. So there's probably going to be about 15 or 20 Alaskans at least down there this year.
The Haines Convention and Visitors Bureau Director, Lori Stepanski, will be traveling to Miami. She explains what she hopes to gain from her first time at the conference.
To let people know that Haines is open for business for cruise ships, and as well as Alaska, the state as a whole. And hopefully gather more attention. I've never been to it before, so I'm not exactly sure how the format is, but there is a trade show where destinations can feature what they have to offer and present themselves. And Alaska will be having a booth there. It's a combination of I understand the Office of Economic Development for the state and Alaska Act, and there are several other destinations in Alaska, like Ketchikan, Juneau, Sitka, are also Anchorage, you know, many of those places are going to have a presence there, so as well as attend. So I thought it would be good for Haines to be a part of that, and it's going to be good for Alaska as well. It's not just the big cruise ships. There's all kinds of cruise lines that are represented there, I understand, and if you aren't standing in the stream, you're not going to, you know, catch what's going down the river. So you have to be a part of that to get what you need to come to your community.
Alaska ACT has teamed up with a number of entities from the state, including the Alaska Resource Development Council, the Alaska State Office of Tourism, the Alaska Travel Industry Association, and the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute, to staff a 400-square-foot booth at the exhibition hall. And some of the Alaska delegates will be participating in a panel discussion focusing on Alaska-specific issues for the cruise industry.
There is one panel discussion relative to Alaska. The rest of the stuff isn't. And that one is headed up by our summer person, Steve Heitz, and Patty Mackey out of Ketchikan, and then a few other, Charlie Ball from Princess, he's on that panel, and they'll all be making presentations, and they'll discuss all the challenges to the Alaska question. And it's not just the head tax that they're concerned about, it's wharfage and tonnage fees that all the communities in the state assess on top of that, right? And then there's places like Juneau and Ketchikan that have their own head tax, and that's in there too. So, yeah, they'll be. That's what the Alaska panel is all about, is just telling people what's going on with all those issues, and letting them know that, hey, don't say you're not going to come to Alaska just because of all these high fees. We're working on it, and please come on up. The head tax issue, and that's a topic that is discussed worldwide. And
in addition to offering publicity for potential destinations, the conference will be a forum for a wide variety of topics relevant to the cruise industry worldwide.
They talk about issues the cruise ship industry faces. They talk about passengers and niche markets, baggage handling to, you know, information provided for, you know, the passengers when they get to a port, you know, all the political issues to, you know, the destination and visitor information issues that they have. And there's, I understand there'll be other things there, like services that cruise industries might need, such as, and might be of interest to others involved in the cruise industry, like, for instance, the hand sanitizers and some of the health issues and things like that. So it's an all-encompassing broad scheme, and Haines gets cruise ships, and we are part of that.
And Stepanski will be making the most of her travel itinerary by stopping off in Seattle along the way for another marketing opportunity.
Actually, the first stop on the way is I'm going to do a bicycle expo trade show in Seattle with Alaska Marine Highway System. Just that kind of independent traveler.
After having won the Region 5 tournament for their conference, the Skagway Lady Panthers are now preparing to travel to Anchorage for the state championships. Before making the big trip to the state capital, co-coach Mark Jennings shares some memories from the final game in Sitka.
You know, they came out and played really good man-to-man defense the whole time, and, you know, they had the confidence against that team because they had beaten them three times earlier that year, and we fell down early 14-11, but, you know, the kids were playing hard, some shots weren't falling, and then all of a sudden we kind of went on a run right before the end of the first half, and then with about 3 seconds to go in the first half, Rory Leverton hit a three from about 30 feet, and then we went into halftime, and the kids carried that momentum pretty much throughout the game. They were pretty excited in the locker room after that happened. You know, it was kind of a backbreaker for them because that put us up by about seven, and, you know, we kind of maintained that lead throughout the third and fourth quarter. And Jesse Ellis led us in scoring with 21. Caitlin Zerdick played really well. She's kind of the player that does everything you don't get points for. Anna Corswell played very well down low against their big people who were in foul trouble. And Kaylee O'Daniel, of course, you know, I mean, they all contributed. It was a good team win, and they were really excited to finally hang that banner. That's kind of what they've been shooting for. You know, Yak Tap's kind of been a thorn in their side for the first 2 years because they were so dominant, but now, you know, it seems like the shoe's on the other foot. So, but my hat's off to them, to Yak Attack.
Jennings says that the Lady Panthers will have to face off with their rivals from Yak Attack once again in Anchorage.
They're on the bottom side of the state bracket, and I would not be surprised if we face them in the state final, which would be good because that would make it an all-Southeast final again for the second year in a row. Similar to last year being Yakutat and us are going to the state tournament, the thing of it is we're flip-flopped, and now we're at the top of the bracket. Study the bracket for a little while. We played a couple of teams, actually three teams out of the eight in the state tournament and beat them all. The problem is all three of those teams are on the other side of the bracket. The team that we face first, Chivac, we've gotten kind of the book on from other coaches, and they're really tough. They're quick like we are, and they have two identical twins that are their leading scorers, and it sounds like they're going to be kind of a handful, and that's who we get first round. The Southeast gets two bids to go to the state tournament. The region that Chivac is in, they only get one, so only their conference winner goes to the state tournament. So we're a number one seed. We have to play another number one seed. The other number one teams don't have to do that. They play a number two seed coming out. So we got kind of a tough draw, I think. But I think we'll be okay. I mean, bring it on, you know. I mean, if we want to get the tough one out of the way, you know, first round, that's fine. There's a couple teams in the other side of the bracket that we've beaten pretty good this year already. The Nilchiks in there, we beat them by 38. Norvik is in there, we beat them by 12. Of course, Yakutat we beat four times. So, I mean, we've got some experience against these other teams. So Point Hope we played last year, which we'll probably face in the second round. So we have kind of the book on them as well. But this first one is going to be tough. The good thing is we have a week to prepare. We're not leaving till a week from today. It gives me time to call coaches that are in their region and kind of get the book on them and prepare for GVAC as much as we can. So last year we didn't have that luxury, you know, preparing for the week. This year it's kind of nice because we have a few injuries that, you know, we're going to take a couple days to kind of heal up, and we'll go up there full strength, so that's good.
Reporting for KHNS, this is Nicholas Shodkovsky.